Phoenix FM. We are backstage at Stand and Calling, and it's John Hassell I'm with. You. Have I got your name right?
Kind of. No, not really, actually. It's more Hassle.
Yeah. It's Hassle. Okay, everyone else has been saying there are certain ways of pronouncing it. You must get that all the time.
Yeah, it's definitely Hassle, as far as I'm aware.
Good. No, I'll call you that. I can call you John anyway.
Yeah.
And joined by James as well.
Yeah. That's the one, yeah. And that is James, yeah. You pronounce that one, yeah.
And you're both here with the April Rainers. Now, I mean, John, first off, people would know you for the fact you've been in music for quite a while. And, you were in quite a big band once as well.
Still am, really.
Yes, because it's one of those on and off bands. Is that a fair way of putting it?
It's more on and off now.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah. We had a bit of on and off before, but we're more on now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like we're not doing the endless tour for.
And it's quite common, I mean, with the Libertines and a lot of other bands, it's quite common for people to be in different bands as well. It's certainly more usual these days, isn't it?
Definitely. I think it's kind of like, it feels like, you know, our society now is so postmodern. It sounds a bit poncy to say that, isn't it? Postmodern. There's just so many different things, so many different influences.
Nuances.
Influences and, you know, possibilities to have, you know, obviously with internet and stuff like that. So, I think it's definitely like, you know, I remember like even when we started doing Libertines, it was a bit more like, you know, you're in one band, as I remember it, and, you know, you're kind of faithful to that band, you know. I think it's great, you know, and now it's definitely more open in that way. Yeah.
And we're joined here by people like yourself, James. You're less a session musician, more a member of a band, fully fledged.
Yeah, I don't think John's ever really... after a kind of like a project where he's the main thing, and we are Jackie's here, by the way.
Also joined by another member of the band.
Yeah. Hello.
Eating a banana.
Yeah.
But it's always felt like a whole band, and all of our opinions and not only musical opinions but our ideas on everything have always been considered by each other. We're quite democratic, yeah.
And you must bring different.
It's like democratic fascism. Yeah.
Are you as such the leader of the band, for want of a better word? Because
I'm absolute leader of the band.
You are. Which the band's filling up. This is real democracy. Another member of the band here. Hello.
Hi, Lou.
You are?
I'm Earl.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll try and remember everyone's name as we sit round here. It's a nice, pleasant setup as well. You must be proud of what you've achieved in terms of the band.
Very proud of it. Yeah, I think like there's no substitute for that kind of those hours that you put in, you know, really. So we put in quite a few hours, you know. So I think that it's grown into something that, you know, is organically, it's grown into something that's really amazing. So I'm very, very pleased.
How does it work? 'Cause you've got the album out now, haven't you? And you've managed to produce all this with you living in Denmark. And I mean, you're based all over the place, are you, the members?
No, all of us live in Aarhus.
In Denmark.
Erland is Norwegian.
Aarhus.
And Jackie is Danish. But all four of us live in Aarhus, yeah. And we recorded the album in Sweden, actually. So, we jump around a bit. But it's easy to get around nowadays.
It sounds really romantic and a really good way of making music as well, if you're sort of coming away from the UK and you've just got this cultural difference.
Sure, yeah, no, it is, it's nothing that I would have expected. I wouldn't have expected myself to be doing a band in Denmark with a Norwegian.
If someone had said that 5 years ago,
I wouldn't have imagined that. But how's your banana, Jakob? Is it good?
Well, I'm done with it now, and it was delicious. Courtesy of Standing Calling.
Good. Yeah, I mean, and there's something about this festival as well. Is this your first time here?
Yeah.
The festival itself sort of welcoming different genres. I mean, on the stage we just had karaoke, which is common every year, and some of the acts from the karaoke are pretty good, you know, especially the fact that you've got this band behind you as well, and it's just...
Just people from the audience?
What it is, there's a karaoke area that builds up during the week, and the best singers then get to play on the main stage with the band as a warm-up.
There you go, Roland. Find yourself
something for me. James can do a killer David Bowie karaoke, yeah. Can't you, James?
Yeah, but Ellen, I mean, you should give it a go. It could be your way into showbiz.
What do you want to hear, James? What do you want to hear?
Something funky, obviously.
Something funky, yeah.
Like that. Oh, okay. No, that's, I mean, the music that you're doing, it's all written together. Is this a democracy in terms of who's writing the music as well?
It's not written together, actually, but...
It's a collaboration.
Yeah, it is... It is kind of fascist democracy, you know.
We all agree with him because we're terrified. Now, John actually wrote...
Benign dictatorship.
John wrote most of the songs on the album, and he co-wrote them with a guy called Steve Burgess, who is actually here today. He's going to be here a little bit later. He is a London-based poet, and Jackie has one song on the album, and I have one song on the album. Erland would have another song on the album, but he joined us a little bit later after we've recorded.
But that'd be the next album.
Definitely, he's gonna have a whole side on the next album. Yeah.
And what's it like? I mean, perhaps I should ask you first. What do you think it's like for these guys working with you, with the experience that you've got with the Libertines, and then playing these sort of venues, doing the album together? They feed off you and your experience. Do you feel? Well, or is it the fascist democracy again?
I suppose they do. Well, I don't know really. I mean, to be honest, you know, I've been doing it, like you say, you know, I've been doing this for a while. You know, so Libertine started back in 1998. It's nearly 20 years ago. So I've been around the block a little bit, you know. I don't know. But I think that's the thing, is that interaction between people, and it's not one way, it's always two way. And that's how you develop as a person, is that interaction with different people. It can be quite painful sometimes, I think, that. But you know, if you want to develop as a person, you have to have that interaction with people. And I'm learning a lot, yeah, as well. So we're all learning a lot at the moment. So
I finished learning, actually.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
And you're still loving making music. I mean, all of you, these sort of venues that we've got as well, the festivals are the way of doing it, really, these days, aren't they? We're not in the days of the million selling records and the top 40 being the way it is.
John's other band are actually are doing all right with record sales. I don't think that they're really kind of representative of the normal.
No.
I mean, like, they're a much bigger band than...
They've got a big following.
Yeah, really. Yeah, and yeah, they're going to have a load of people that are going to buy something anyway, you know, regardless of what it is, actually. Yeah. But no, you know what I mean, like, you've got a great following, and the Libertines fans are not like any other kind of fans. They're so dedicated, but playing festivals is great fun, and it gives us a chance to play to people who wouldn't ordinarily really be interested in who we are, or know who we are, or know what we sound like. It just serendipity, really. Great fun.
And it's difficult, because I say to most bands, it's a bit different with yourselves, because we all know what the Libertines sound like. But in terms of the sound of your band, I was listening to a few tracks, you almost think there's a bit of a T-Rex feel, but you don't want to be put in this pigeonhole. You know, immediately you're putting yourself in a box. T-Rex. And you're talking about, yeah.
We never heard that before.
Well, I suppose something like, yeah. You know, it's really funny the way people, you know, they can... what was that guy? You remember that guy in the airport, and he said, "You sound, yeah, I just love your style of soul funk. It's just amazing." And you're like, it's like, you just really want to relate to it. You know, like, yeah, wait a second, isn't that fucking anything like soul funk? Remember that? But yeah, you know, I think, what was the question?
Just general influences and how you would say you sound. Yeah.
Okay. I think there is that. We have a couple of tunes, like there's one called Mosey Through My Mind, which is one of the ones I wrote with Steve, and that's probably, in my opinion, the song that goes most towards glam.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, to be honest, I don't think it goes particularly far to his glam, but if it was to...
But then it's not... You're not pigeonholed, are you? I suppose that's the thing. And
I'll tell you what, this Danish reviewer, he said that our song Intercity 125 sounded like Come Together. I'm like, are you serious? Do you think it sounds anything like Come Together?
No,
it doesn't, does it? No. There you have it.
But you know, like, at the end of the day, whatever. I mean, who cares? If people think that we sound like James Brown or Stravinsky, then I don't. I mean, if they like it, it doesn't really matter, does it?
All right. Well, look, you're on the Laundry Meadow stage later on.
Swab a few chords around, and it's come together like that. It's like, no, it's not. Yeah.
Sorry, look, I'm not letting this go.
I get it. And you're going to get people like me interviewing and talk about different influences anyway. Look, really enjoy it. I mean, it's the sun's out at the moment. That's the main thing. Laundry Meadows stage you're on later on.
Yeah, it's over
yeah,
thither, right?
Over yeah. That way,
okay,
yeah.
And, just so we know where to go, yeah.
And carrying on with the tour, you've got a few...
Playing in Denmark next week, and then I don't know what after that, but I've just had a baby, so I don't really want to do too much, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, thanks very much, guys, and look forward to seeing you set later.
Cheers.
Thank you very much. Thank you.